Some long winning streaks are on the line in football this weekend. In the college ranks, two teams, Southern California and Texas, have won all 11 of their games this season, and USC is riding a 33-game unbeaten streak. In the pros, the Indianapolis Colts are also 11-0, seeking to become only the second team in National Football League history to complete a perfect season. Well, joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. And Stefan, the only perfect season, of course, in the NFL was that of the 1972 Miami Dolphins. They won 14 regular season games and then three more in the postseason.
And the regular season now, of course, is 16 games. So the Colts will need to win 19 straight to be perfect. What's interesting to me is how much harder this has been to do in the National Football League than in other sports, because we do see longer winning streaks. You think of UCLA's men's basketball team in the 1970s that won 88 games in a row. University of Connecticut's women's team won 70 in a row. There was a 12-year, 151-game streak by a high school football team in California that ended recently. And in the NFL, the longest consecutive games winning streak, not the Dolphins, the New England Patriots in 2003 and 2004, 21 straight games.
Well, the National Football League, as you've explained often here, is interested in maintaining parity or achieving parity through the draft and the salary cap and the way it handles free agents. So what the Patriots have done and what the Colts may be in the process of doing is all the more remarkable. How have they done it?
Well, they've managed to structure teams that have, on a week-in, week-out basis, just enough marginal difference with their opponents to continue to sustain this level of excellence. And that comes through being smart about how you pay players, what kinds of players you sign, maintaining this balance between a good offense and a good defense, which the Colts only this season have really achieved, and where that elusive work of coaching and scouting and front offices all comes into play, motivating players, scouting players, picking the right guys.
Now, on to the colleges. Top-ranked Southern Cal and number 2 Texas are on course to meet for the national championship at the Rose Bowl on January 4th. And let's stick with the winning streak theme here. USC's 33 games in a row. It's pretty impressive.
Yep, tomorrow they're going to face 11th-ranked UCLA, and they're looking to tie the Miami Hurricanes, who won 34 in a row from 2000 to 2003. USC's is only the 8th longest streak in college football history, but for all intents and purposes, it's really the most remarkable streak. My colleague Alan St. John in the Journal today points out that you really have to consider with those other streaks when they occurred and who set them. Yale won 37 games in a row twice in the 19th century. Oklahoma won 47 in a row in the 1950s, and Toledo won 35 straight from 1969 to 1971. With all due respect, those are different eras in college football. There are more good athletes today, more good teams, better chances of losses occurring.
So what sets teams like Miami or nowadays USC apart?
Well, I think all streakers in pro sports and college sports have to get a little bit lucky, and this season, think about USC's win over Notre Dame, where the ball bounced the right way in the last seconds, and it gave USC a second chance to score and win the game, which they did. Power teams like USC, though, have bigger competitive advantages in terms of recruiting, and this is the key issue in college football. The talent is spread out much more in college than in the pros. To go unbeaten, you really have to win a few games against teams with comparable ability, and that's exactly what USC is facing tomorrow.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.